This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, folks, the big weekend is upon us, obviously, with Mardi Gras joining us. Colin Arnold, Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness for the City of New Orleans. Colin, welcome to the show.
Hey, Sheriff. Thank you.
Colin, we have a couple of weekends under our belt. All things considered, how did it go?
Pretty smooth. We're happy with the way things are going. The crowds have been good. The weather has been good. We had one weather decision we had to make over the weekend, and I think over last week, and it ended up being the right one. So, it's unfortunate anytime you have to schedule a parade because there's a lot of things that go with that. There are people that come into town to ride that it's unexpected. Sometimes you have to, make changes to whether or not there's going to be elements and marching bands and things like that. But really it's about public safety, about keeping the public safe, the riders safe, keeping our police officers safe. And that's kind of that's our goal.
So, Colin, I want to talk a little bit about what's changed. We are creatures of habit, right? We typically go and park ourselves at the same place on the same street around the same time every year to view parades. And we also, adding to that, we take the same route to get there. Well, that route may not be the best route any longer. And where you parked, a lot of folks had an opportunity to park in the first block off of St. Charles Avenue, new either on the lakeside or the riverside of that. What has changed on the St. Let's start with the St. Charles Avenue corridor that would be of concern or disruption to what people normally do.
No, it's an excellent point. And I mean, what we've tried to do, I think, as a team, with both, New Orleans Police Department and Louisiana State Police and DOTD and our Public Works Department all kind of putting heads together was, just create some layers or the ability to kind of traffic calming measures that would bring the ability of people to, get onto St. Charles Avenue and speed up, during the parades, kind of take that avenue away. And then what that also would do is allow with the enhanced personnel that we have out there, both from, there's federal authorities out there, and you've also got, sheriffs and police departments from across the state that come in and for the third year in a row that have helped, able to be back there behind the route on St. Charles and keeping an eye on, any potential threat that might be coming from the vehicle side. And also, part of this was to be able to look at what people were bringing. Coolers obviously is a big part of Mardi Gras, and we're not going to get rid of those, but just kind of keeping an eye on everything and being able to respond more quickly. I don't think, other than maybe a little bit of headache with the serpentine and being able to get there as quickly as you wanted, hopefully people use the first weekend to kind of adapt to that. And then, but now I think, you know, getting there it might take a little longer. You might find a little bit of competition for some of your favorite parking spots, but really I'm not seeing too much of a difference.
So I know early onset there was some discussion about barricading one block off of St. Charles Avenue on both the river and lakeside. Was that executed or no?
No, I mean, we just, you know, we spoke with the council, we spoke with residents, we did a lot of work with, there were several things that were considered, and ultimately, and I remember talking with you weeks ago, you know, kind of in that interim period between the January 1st attack and when we were getting ready for Super Bowl, and we talked about how much do we have to change what we do for Mardi Gras. And in the at the end of the day, how much are we willing to change? And I think that was, you know, closing off the non-parading side of St. Charles Avenue and cutting off the access for the people trying to get to the parades. And I think very importantly for the businesses and the residents trying to get to their homes for all of those hours of the days of parading. Is just, it was a bridge too far, and we heard that pretty loud and clear, and so that was why the determination was made to go with the route that we did, which is, you know, traffic calming and just an enhanced, I'm sure people have seen an enhanced presence behind the route on those, on St. Charles, both a lot more lighting, a lot more public safety vehicles during the parades, and just a more physical enhanced presence there.
Right. So let's talk about street closures. Are there any street closures that are we will experience this weekend that we've not experienced thus far or that we've not experienced in previous Mardi Gras seasons?
Not really. You know, what I would say is that we're going to, for Endymion, I would say that getting around on Canal on the off side of the route is always a challenge. And I think we're going to double down on our crossovers that we use for public safety. The main one being Galvez, and then Broad as well. And so trying to get around those areas, I just highly recommend that people really, you know, do not try and drive around Canal in particular, on Saturday. I think it's going to be a mess, just with the people that are going to be out there, but it's like that every year. So, you know, there will be some other, you know, enhanced presence out there for Endymion as well. And so, but generally speaking, other road closures, not so much, not really.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
There's also been a lot of talk, obviously, unattended coolers is one thing that's been chatted about, barbecue pits, other things that are out there. What has been the experience in the first 2 weekends? Had there had to been any interaction or have the officers out on the parade route had to take any action relative to same?
There have been some actions taken here and there, and I know that there was somewhat of a, you know, possibly what could be construed as a mixed message sent out before the before parade started about the enforcement of such things. I will just say this, you know, we appreciate the work we've done with the city council on coming up with a lot of the, you know, some of the rules and regulations that we have looked to do, both, you know, as a quality of life issue, but also I think more importantly, people need to understand having large tanks of propane out on a parade route around a bunch of people is not a good thing for accidents and intentional types of acts. So, I mean, it is more than a quality of life issue. It is a safety issue overall. And so, you know, while we have certain things that we really want to concentrate on, which is unattended, you know, unattended coolers, things that look unattended as far as people leaving them, you know, and then departing the area, we want to focus on those types of things. We want to focus on drones. We want to obviously focus on vehicles and how they interact with pedestrians. We still really want the public to keep in mind that there's a reason why we ask not to bring certain things out to the parade. And yes, it's for the enjoyment of others. You know, if somebody can't see around a tent, you know, that's one thing. But that also creates a public safety issue when you cannot see what's going on inside a tent, you know, and you don't know what those people are doing inside. So it's a balance. But overall, the public has been really good. We, you know, the first couple of days are always, you know, a little challenging with people setting up early. And that's another issue that tends to pop up over this weekend with just people are excited. They want to get set up. But, you know, we still ask that people honor that time that we have before bringing all of those things out to the parade route.
I know we don't talk about this much, but we used to in the past because it used to be our big, I guess, you know, I say our, when I was in law enforcement in Jefferson and helping in Orleans as well, bottles. Still not appropriate on a parade route, right?
Yeah, and glass containers in general are just, you know, they're inconvenient. I will say that there are opportunities this year. This is the third year of the Recycle That program, where there will be a lot of locations around the parade route to recycle plastics, glass, aluminum, and the like. That's both beads and also trash. But I think the best thing to do with glass is it becomes a problem if you know, with intoxication. It also just becomes a problem when it breaks and is in the street and becomes a safety issue. You got to remember, there's a lot of our young people are out there in these bands in marching bands, and they're out in the street. Any type of debris like that that ends up in the street can pose a problem for them. And it's just a wiser move to not bring it at all.
Yeah. Any other things that you think? I know that you guys have deployed a number of first aid stations. Do you happen to have the locations of where those are?
Yeah, the first aid stations uptown are at all the major crossover intersections. You know, you have one at St. Charles and Napoleon. And then you've got one at Louisiana. You've got one at, I know it, at the Circle, and then also at Poydras, and then up and down Canal Street. Then we'll also have those first aid stations on Saturday in particular on the Mid-City route, extending all the way from, I want to say it's at Hennessy and Orleans. And then around that corner, there's another one on Carrollton at coming towards Canal Boulevard. And then there's a few of them up and down Canal Street at the major intersections, Broad, Galvez, and then down, I want to say, right around St. Charles Avenue. And those are great because they've got actual medical personnel from the LCMC system there. They've got we've got volunteers from the Red Cross. We've got some of our Medical Reserve Corps and NOLA Ready volunteers, and that's just something that I'm glad you brought up. It's a really good pressure relief valve for our EMS system, because what would happen is, you know, you get EMS personnel that are already overloaded, a lot of call to call, and this is an opportunity if somebody, you know, gets a cut, you know, speaking of glass, gets a cut, is having a tough time for one reason or another, maybe, you know, a little bit, you know, heat-related, cold-related issues, they can go to that first aid station, and that takes the burden off of having to call for a, you know, necessarily an ambulance for that person. It also gives a good triage that if somebody does need to get there, we've got very quick contact with ambulances that are right in the area near where those first aid stations are located.
One of the other harrowing things of being out on a parade route is sometimes you lose your children. What's your best advice in that happenstance?
Yeah, same thing as the first aid stations, and actually they're usually co-located. Or very nearby. We have the NOPD runs lost child, reunification kind of posts where you can bring a lost child. They'll have NOPD personnel there. It's usually the same group that does it every year, and they love being able to work with the kids and finding their folks. I'm gonna be honest. A lot of times, the kid is found or reunited with their parent or their guardian before they even make that post. Typically, you know, with radios, you can get out there very quickly, and most parents are very quick to turn around and realize their kid's gone and find them real quickly. But they are there. We've never lost one yet as far as a long-term type situation. But a lot of these things, right. And again, bringing it up with the first aid stations, with public restrooms, with the lost child stations, you can go to routewise.nola.com, and that is the city's parade tracker, and we have all those locations and information graphically displayed on a map that you can actually find these locations in the palm of your hand.
Would you spell that out, Colin, for me, please?
Sure. It's Routewise, R-O-U-T-E-W-I-S-E, routewise.nola.gov.
Okay.
And then while I'm at it, this is our first year that we have debuted the NOLA Ready app. It's available in both Apple and Android stores. It's free. It has not only the parade tracker that we have that the city produces, but also for disasters and what have you, and general preparedness, it has a dashboard with all of the different types of information that we use when we're looking at the weather, when we're looking at the utilities, sewage and water board. It's all right there in one easy application. So if you go into the App Store, search for NOLA Ready app, you can download that for free and have all of that information right in the palm of your hands as well.
So would that all be the same protocol, Colin, for a missing parent? I'm just kidding. It's a joke. That seems to be a bigger challenge at Mardi Gras.
That can go a couple of different ways.
Just so kind of lighten it up a little bit, because that's my experience dictates that that was always a bigger problem than the children with a parent.
Yeah, the kids know what they're doing.
Yeah, exactly. Final thoughts?
No, just everybody have a great time. We've been through a lot in the first 2 months of this year. It seems like a year already, but we're out there. We're doing everything that we can to keep people safe. But what I've also seen is that the public is responding in kind and making good decisions. And that's a huge part and a huge help to what we're trying to get accomplished with Mardi Gras.
Yeah, I mean, one of the resounding things that I hear every day that people have gone to parades is that I've seen more police than I've ever seen before at Mardi Gras.
Sure.
And I think that brings about a sense of calm, right? And those that come to a particular area with malintent, they recognize this may not be where I want to be.
Yeah, it might be time to move on.
Yes, absolutely.
Right.
Well, thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning. We truly appreciate it. And best of luck in this final weekend. Bring them on home.
Thanks. Happy Mardi Gras.
Same to you. Colin Arnold, Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness for the City of New Orleans. We will be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.